For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. New court-drawn legislative maps will favor Democrats in several districts this November. Lawmakers make an effort to bring more broadband to rural areas, and legislators on both sides of the aisle are in agreement about getting rid of old Jim Crow language in the state's minimum wage code. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, January 24.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A federal court has picked new district maps for this November's House of Delegates elections, and many of the new district lines do not favor Republicans. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
A couple of the districts that pick up likely Democratic voters are currently represented by top Republicans, including the Speaker of the House, Kirk Cox. In a statement, he says Republicans are prepared to defend their majority, regardless of the maps. The court has ruled that lawmakers unconstitutionally packed black voters into certain districts. Rebecca Green, with William & Mary's election law program, says it's nearly impossible to fix that problem without favoring Democrats.
The only way to fix that problem is to unpack those districts and, in so doing, return some power to Democrats in surrounding districts.
Those surrounding districts are mostly in Richmond, Petersburg, and Hampton Roads. The new maps aren't set in stone yet. Republicans have challenged the court's ruling. The Supreme Court hears their argument this spring. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Virginia's new congressional members are becoming increasingly active in efforts to end a partial government shutdown. Central Virginia Republican Denver Riggleman says he expects to see movement toward a solution in the next week.
You have a lot of sort of the rank and file or the newer members that really want to get something done. So you do hear a lot of bipartisanship on the floor. But right now, this is leader directed, right, on both sides.
Riggleman says he supports physical border security where it's needed, but he also said the country's immigration system needs reform to allow more workers into the country legally, especially for agricultural jobs. Virginia Beach area Democrat Elaine Luria is trying to get colleagues to sign on to a plan to immediately reopen the government, followed by a timeline for a guaranteed vote on Homeland Security funding.
What we're trying to say is that we need to return to regular order. We need to open the government. We need to take these issues to committee. We need to analyze them in a facts-based way and have all of the information that we need to make smart decisions about border security.
Two attorneys are calling for a federal investigation of whether Mountain Valley Pipeline crews violated laws by continuing construction after a permit suspension. Attorneys for the group Preserve Bent Mountain told the Roanoke Times this week that they asked the Environmental Protection Agency last November to conduct a formal investigation. A permit needed to cross Virginia waterways was suspended by a court in October. The attorneys stress that they have not concluded that laws were broken, but they say it's for the EPA to decide. EPA officials have not responded to calls or emails, and a pipeline spokeswoman declined to comment. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court will not hear an appeal in an eminent domain lawsuit filed by landowners along the pipeline's path. The Fluvanna County Sheriff's Office says the distribution of KKK materials on Monday was probably a random act. The office says it received four phone calls from concerned citizens in the southern part of the county. Residents found the materials inside plastic bags weighted with rocks or birdseed. The distribution was apparently timed to coincide with a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The Commonwealth's Attorney's Office will investigate whether the way the materials were distributed violated any laws. Legislative efforts are underway in both Washington and Richmond to bring broadband to rural areas. But as Charles Fishburn from partner station WCVE reports, it's been a long struggle.
In rural areas, only 55% of homes have access to broadband. But experts say if providers could make money, they would have already been there.
The business plan has to work.
First District Republican Congressman Rob Whitman has been named co-chairman of the Rural Broadband Caucus, and he says they want to encourage private companies to invest.
If federal dollars, along with state dollars and local dollars, can reduce capital costs to where they're willing to make that investment, I think that's a very, very smart investment.
USDA EPA currently has $600 million available in loans and grants. Governor Northam has proposed $47 million in incentives in his budget. But proponents say government incentives are so far not enough. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers in Richmond is coming together to help low-wage workers. From Virginia Public Radio, Michael Pope reports.
When employers stiff their employees in Virginia, many low-wage workers have no way to collect damages. In Maryland, they could get triple damages, and in D.C., they could get quadruple damages. But in Virginia, they can just get the money they're owed, nothing more. That's the situation lawmakers are trying to fix.
This is a poor man's bill.
Ronnie Campbell, Republican from Southwest Virginia.
This is the guy that works all week hanging drywall. And at the end of the week, his subcontractor boss looks at him and says, well, I don't need you next week. You leave. And he doesn't pay him.
Delegate Paul Krizak is a Democrat from Fairfax County who is also concerned about this low-wage worker struggling to get the money he's owed.
And so what is his recourse? He could go get a lawyer to go recover that money, but a lawyer is going to charge more than, you know, the $200 or $300 that he would recover.
Krizak and Campbell both have bills that would allow for triple damages and lawyer's fees. Business groups are lined up against the bill, calling it a bonanza for lawyers.
Finally, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are also in agreement about getting rid of old Jim Crow language in the state's minimum wage code, but Republicans have some conditions, and Michael Pope has that report, too.
Lawmakers here in Richmond are totally fine with getting rid of exemptions to the minimum wage for shoeshine boys and theater cashiers, low-wage jobs that were commonly held by African Americans back in the Jim Crow era. But Republicans have conditions. They want assurances from Governor Ralph Northam that he won't amend the bill to raise the minimum wage for everybody else. Republican Delegate Rob Bell.
In Washington, we wouldn't even be talking about it. It would be a bill from another party and no one would be making all this effort. We're making all this backbending effort to try to pass a Democrat's bill for something she thinks is important, which is fine. We just don't want it to become something else.
Kim Bobo at the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy says she would like to see the minimum wage increased, but she says she's fine with Republicans seeking assurances from the governor before they move forward.
I think it's fair to have a standalone bill, and we are optimistic that something will get worked out in the next few days and we can get a bill passed, which would be terrific.
The governor's office says Northam reserves the right to review every piece of legislation passed by the General Assembly, adding that it's his constitutional role in the process. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Thursday.